Regarding those who reject, belie, and mock the word of Allah, the Quran says in chapter 16, verses 33 to 14, are they looking for angels to come down, or the order of their Lord to come? As such did those who have gone before them. Allah did not wrong them, but they wronged themselves, so the evil things that they were doing coiled around them, and they were encompassed by that they mocked. The idolaters said, had Allah willed, neither we nor our fathers would have worshipped anything other than Him, nor would we have forbidden anything without Him. As such did those before them. Yet what should messengers do but give clear deliverance? We sent a messenger to every nation, saying, worship Allah and avoid the idols. Amongst them were some whom Allah guided, and some justly disposed to error. Travel in the land and see what was the end of those who belied, bracket the revelation and the prophets, bracket. Though you, bracket Prophet Muhammad, bracket, are ever so eager to guide them, Allah will not guide those who mislead, bracket others, bracket. There shall be none to help them. They solemnly swear by Allah that Allah will never raise the dead to life. No, surely the promise of Allah is binding upon him, though most people do not know. This is in order that he may make clear to them that which they differed upon, and in order that those who disbelieve might know they were indeed lying.